Blog Talk Radio.
In this place, praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Deborah Dean and the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I am so excited tonight. Hallelujah. Just another week of praise, prayer, and prophecy on tonight. You bring your testimonies, your miracle reports, your praise report. Just a shout out to the Lord on tonight. And I'm so excited. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to call our prayer meeting to order now. We're going to have our short devotion, just a short devotion. Hallelujah. God is so good. And we're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. And we're going to just move right along because God is so good. I'm telling you, I give reverence to God who is the head of my life. And to everyone in their respective places. I thank God on tonight, another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast. We're going to have our devotion song right quick, and we're going to go for it.
Thank you.
of our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 106. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can shew forth all his praises? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remember not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. I have just read you from Psalms 106, from the first verse down to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come on this evening, Lord, just humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you now to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, if we hurt anyone, if we've caused anyone to stumble, Lord, we ask your forgiveness right now. We ask you to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit tonight. If there is anything in the Lord that should not be, we ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you tonight, Lord, to create in us a clean heart and renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind tonight. Lord, we just come thanking and praising you on tonight. We glorify you on tonight. We magnify your holy name, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you today. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for what you're doing now. Hallelujah. I just thank God. I thank you today. I feel like the storm is passing over today. I just thank God. I thank God. I give God praise and I give him glory on today. I come, Lord, I'm asking you today to let me lay my will down. Let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and praise you on tonight. Teach us, Lord, how to pray tonight. Teach us, Lord, how to praise your name. Teach us, Lord, how to lift you up tonight. In the name of Jesus, we just say, Lord, and we ask you, Holy Ghost, to take over and take control on tonight. In the name of Jesus, take over tonight and take control. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. And we praise your name. We magnify your name. Oh, we lift your name up on tonight. Oh, Lord, we're so thankful. We're thankful tonight. Hallelujah. We're so thankful, Lord, that you covered all of us, even the ones in radio land, those that's on the radio broadcast. We give you praise, and we give you glory tonight. We ask all these things in Jesus' name for your glory. Amen. We just thank and praise God again, like I said, for an opportunity to be in prayer meeting tonight. It's a praise, prayer, and prophecy hour on tonight. Hallelujah. And we give God praise on tonight. Thank you, Lord. I just thank God. He's been so good. Hallelujah. I just want to open up the floor for testimonies. If anyone have a testimony, a praise report, a miracle report, just a shout-out for the Lord, hallelujah, because God is good. And I do want to pass this word along. I think I said it on last week, but I'm going to repeat it again. God gave me a word last week on the spirit of offense. It's in the land. And the spirit of offense is like this. When you you're accusing somebody, or you are thinking like somebody has so much against you, and you thinking all kind of thoughts. And the Lord's saying that's just a lie in the name of Jesus, because they may not be thinking like that, but you're thinking like that because the spirit of offense. And I'm here to say tonight that it was like that for me. When God first gave me that word, I was thinking just that. And he said the only way, hallelujah, for you to step out that thing is to pray for the person, love the person, repent, and let it go. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you today, it's so easy to get that spirit of offense on you, to let that spirit of offense come in, because you sitting around saying, she thinks she's something, she thinks she's cute, or she don't like me, I don't know why. We're not going to take it like that. God said love. When I say God said love, that's all we're going to have to live by love. We live by faith, but we live by love. Faith without works is dead. We're going to love, hallelujah, and that's what we're going to have to live by. We got to let that spirit of offense go. When somebody they always thinking something negative and all that about you, or that you saying something against them, that's the spirit of offense, and we're going to let that thing go so God can bless us. And I'm telling you, I love everybody on this earth. I don't know everybody, but I love everybody on this earth. I don't hate a soul. Do you hear me? I hate the enemy. I hate the devil. But I don't hate nobody else, I tell you that. So I thank and praise God on tonight for another opportunity. If we have any testimonies, if we have any praise report, if somebody just want to pray, if somebody just want to read, if somebody got a word for somebody, this is your finest hour. This is your opportunity now, or I can play some more music. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to just testify right now, and I thank and praise God for each one of you. I thank God. Hallelujah. He is so good. Hallelujah. And God has blessed me and my husband. You know, we've been going through trying to get a house, our house and stuff closed out and stuff like that. And God had to really sit me down and really speak to me. He really spoke in my ear, and he told me, he said, let me handle it, because I'm sitting up, and my husband too, saying, well, we got to come up with this amount of money. We got to come up with $6,200, Lord have mercy, you know, and this, this, and this. So, you know, but God is so good. He got it all on time. Then here we go. We think he need our help. God don't need our help. We need his help. Here we go trying to get this, get that, and get this, and get that, and nobody has come through for us but God. God told me, and he told my husband, he said, I'm getting the glory for this and not man. I'm going to get the glory for this. He said, I'm getting the glory for it. And so I just thank and praise God. I don't know when we're closing yet, but I do know it's very soon. Hallelujah. And it's not us holding back because we don't have all the money, but it's what God is doing. You know, when you get down to nothing, God is up to something. Know that when you get down and out, God is already working it out. Hallelujah. So we have to stay encouraged and stay focused. And I got so much peace. I got just so much peace. I just thank God for whatever he's doing. I'm going to sit back. I got a roof over my head. I'm just thanking God. I got clothes on my back. I got food in the kitchen. God making the ways when it seemed to be no way. He said, be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah. Just be still. Hallelujah. And let me be God. And so that's what I'm doing. And I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. The things he do for me and my husband, he don't have to do it. He don't have to do it, but I thank God, hallelujah, that I'm found worthy enough, hallelujah, to get something, hallelujah, to make something, turn something around. I just thank God on today, hallelujah. You know, it seems like sometimes that you feel left out and stuff, but know that God is right there. God is looking right over you. God is doing just the next step in your life. Don't think he ain't
paying attention because he is. Because he is omniscient and omnipotent. He can just listen to everybody all at the same time. Hallelujah. And he knows each one of us and what we need. Hallelujah. So I thank God on today. I give him praise today. I'm telling you, I'm just so full. I've been full and full and full. He's putting such a peace on me. He's putting a peace on me. He's put the peace that passes my understanding. I don't know about all understanding, but it passes mine. So, you know, I say, I ain't even worried about this. I should be worried anyway. You know, I'm concerned, but I should be worried. But God just put a peace and covered me in peace, and I'm just sitting here waiting for God to finish doing what he's doing. Oh, they say, oh, they wait. It's been so long, something must be wrong. Ain't nothing wrong. We sit back here waiting on God. Hallelujah. He said, wait on the Lord. How he will renew your strength. You know, he'll have us mount up on wings, on an eagle, or however the scripture goes. Because I don't want to quote him wrong, but we waiting on the Lord, and it won't be long. When he do it, everything will be in place. Oh, I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful for that. Hallelujah. So I thank God. That's my testimony. All of my children are fine and everything. Everybody I know is doing well. I just thank and praise God. So if there's any testimonies, if not, I'm going to play another song. Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus.
God is so good, and, you know, we're not worthy of what we get from God, but God does things in his own way. Apart from Christ, I say that. And I thank and praise God on today that he looked down and see us and see every one of our needs. He said, before they called me, I will already have answered them. And I thank God sometimes we just think what we need and what we want, and we don't cry and all that, and we just think about, Lord, I wish I need this, and I want a bag of flour, or I want a pair of shoes, or whatever it is, and God will do it. God will do it. He'll make your enemy bless you. When I tell you, folks that's talking about you, he'll make them bless you, and they won't know why. I've experienced all of that, and I know it for myself. Hallelujah. Can't nobody tell me. I saw God do it. Mm-hmm. In my life, I have. So I thank and praise God on today. Is there any testimonies, praise reports, just a shout-out, a prayer, a word, or whatever on tonight? Hallelujah. Now I'm going to read some scriptures. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. Giving praise and honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Apostle Deborah Deans and Apostle Ed Deans, and to all the saints gathered on the line this evening. I just want to just say I'm just so grateful for God. He's been so good. He's been a keeper. He's been a way maker. He has provided. And I just want to just take a moment just to say thank you, Lord, because he's just been that good. And he doesn't ask for much, but as much as he gives out, he does not ask for much in return. Mm-hmm. He just want our worship. Yeah. He just want our gratitude. He just want us to walk in love and in unity as one body. And I'm I'm just so grateful in my heart today, because God has made a way not only for me, but he's made a way for my family members, for my friends, you know, just knowing and connecting to not so much as blood family, but church members, and just knowing the things that God have brought them through, even their children. You know, God is no respecter of person. He loves us all, even when we don't love ourselves, even when we walk in a manner and our behavior doesn't represent that we love him. He still loves us. He still has patience with us. And again, to sum it all up, I'm just grateful, and I just want to tell God thank you.
Yes, Lord, that's a blessing. I thank and praise God for that testimony, prophets, because people need encouragement. if they don't ever hear no one say anything, they need encouraging. You know, it's so many things that we could say. And, it's, you know, and doing, some people may take it offense for every time they get on here, they brag or whatever. No, we boasted in God. And God is good. It's not all about monetary things. But I thank God for my spiritual life. I thank God how he downloads into my spirit, man. I thank God how he's taught me to meditate. My mind, my spirit mind meditates on him. I thank God for what he's doing to me spiritually. I thank God today. It's not all about monetary things, but it's about what God, the plans and the purpose and plan that he has for our life, and he's doing just that for us. I thank God. Hallelujah. I give God praise. I give him glory. Hallelujah. And I give him praise on tonight. I'm going to play another song.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven? Yeah.
Now, you know if his eyes on the sparrow, hallelujah, he's watching us too. He's watching everything, hallelujah. But he's watching us, hallelujah. And I thank God if he feeds the sparrow, hallelujah, he's going to feed us. If he takes care of them and clothe them with fur and feathers and stuff, he's going to clothe us too. God, I just thank God. I thank God. We shouldn't feel no other kind of way. But if he feeds a bird, if he feeds the ant, if he feeds the spider, whatever, he's going to watch and feed us. And I thank God for that. I am so thankful to God on tonight. I'm just so thankful tonight. God is so good. I have nothing. Oh, sometimes, you know, I get discouraged, but I am way from that now. I don't care what come or may or what happened. I know God is watching over me. I know what God is doing for us. I know that he's going to keep doing it. I just thank God on tonight. And it's a time now, hallelujah, where folk need to get ready because, oh, yeah, we it's some things. Oh, 2017, God going to bless some stuff, but God going to allow some stuff to happen as well. So if you're not rooted and grounded in the Lord, hallelujah, it's time for you to get there. Because I tell you what, he done already started some things, especially here in Michigan. Especially here in Michigan, because they sent letters out last 2 weeks ago saying they cutting folks off of welfare, off of food stamps and stuff, honey. Don't tell me it's time. It's time. It's time now. Hallelujah. It's time. Folks going to be crying and everything else. Hallelujah. But they better know that if God feeds the sparrow, hallelujah, if he feeds the ant, if he feeds the spider, if he feeds the birds, whatever, hallelujah, the cat and the dog and whatever else animal, he's going to watch over us, hallelujah, because we are a little special, a little more special to him than the animals are, because he has to blow breath in our nostrils, hallelujah, and he made us in his image and in his likeness, so he got a little more love for us, hallelujah, but I thank God, everything he made was good. I give God praise tonight. I give him praise, hallelujah. I give him praise tonight. He's so much worthy for it. God is so worthy for all of the praise, all of man, all of yours and everybody else. If I had 10,000 tongues, I would praise God with every one of them, and it wouldn't be enough, hallelujah. I thank God on tonight. He is good, hallelujah, and very good. I give God praise, hallelujah. Is there any more testimonies, praise reports, miracle reports? Just a shout out for the Lord on tonight. So I'm going to just read some scripture on tonight. Hallelujah. Because God is. God is everything to me. I don't know what else to say. I don't know. Whew, he's just good. I thank God. So, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. That's Jeremiah 33:3. Thou callest in trouble, and I deliver thee. I answer thee in the secret place of the thunders. I provoke thee at the waters of Meribah. Psalms 81:7. In my distress, I called on the Lord, upon the Lord, and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Hallelujah. How many of us want our God to hear our prayers? Hallelujah. Want our prayers to be in his ears? Hallelujah. God is good. Andolabanda. He is good, and he's very good. And the name. In his name, through faith in his name, have made this man strong, whom ye see and know, yea, the faith which is by him have given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Hallelujah. That's Acts 3:16.
if ye being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? When I tell you, our Father is so perfect, Abba Father, hallelujah, that means daddy. That means daddy, hallelujah, Abba Father. He is so perfect in every way, I tell you. And I know for myself that he will withhold no good thing from us. He will not. Hallelujah. Lord, in trouble have thou visited thee. They pour out a prayer when thou chastened what was on them. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he prayed again, and the heavens they rained, and the earth brought forth his fruit. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. When my soul fainteth within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayers came in unto thee, unto thy holy temple. I hear the Lord saying to stay focused. I hear the Lord saying tonight, a lot of times when I'm in his word, not just praying, but in his word, I can hear him speaking. And I'm asking God for his anointing tonight to fall on us. Hallelujah. On this radio broadcast. Hallelujah. Because God is good. But I hear him say, stay focused. Hallelujah. Things are going to happen all around us, but we must stay focused. Hallelujah. God is good God. Hallelujah. Then we want to start praying for our children's schools now. We want to start praying for our children. We pray for them when they're in school and stuff, but we want to start praying for the schools and things like that. Maybe they may bring prayer back into some of the schools. You know, you never know. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord saying, thank you, Lord. I hear him. Hallelujah. Some things I can't stay on here, but I hear it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God wants us to know that he hears our prayers. Hallelujah. He wants us to know to stand steadfast, unmovable in the things of God. Hallelujah. He say, trust me. Hallelujah. Trust me. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get disgusted. Hallelujah. We get discouraged. Huh? We get frustrated. Hallelujah. But God said, trust me. Trust me now. Hallelujah. Prove me. Hallelujah. He said, trust me. Once you trust me, hallelujah, things are going to be different for you. But you got to put all your trust in me. Hallelujah. God said it today. Hallelujah. Trust me. Hallelujah. He said, I feel like the storm is passing over. This is the second time I've heard that. Hallelujah. Tonight, I feel like it, hallelujah, that the storm is passing over, hallelujah. Well, if we're not in a storm, we're coming out of one, or we right in the middle of one, hallelujah. That's why in some cases, we need to be not get so lacking, fast fasting and praying. I know we pray all the time, but we some things only come by fasting. You know, that's why I don't miss, and I did it all for 21 days in January, but I'm going to change up in this year, in the end of this year, for 2018 by the grace of God, and he let me live and nothing happened. I'm going to change up. I'm going to start. I'm going to get the end time men and women of war, and we're going to do that fast in December. Hallelujah. You can do how many days you want to do, and you can do whatever fast you want to fast, but you need to fast before the year come in, not after the year. You want to be able to get some kind of direction before the year began. So I'm going to start on my fast December the 1st and fast till December the 21st. Hallelujah, to get my direction for January by the grace of God. That's what we need to do. Hallelujah. So I will be calling a corporate fast in December by the grace of God. And I'm telling you, I did that fast. But we got to keep doing it. You can't stop. Because as soon as you let down your guard, the enemy, hallelujah, will attack you. The enemy will attack you, I'm telling you. And you have to keep your guard up, hallelujah. You have to kind of consecrate, keep yourself consecrated, hallelujah, for the work of the ministry, hallelujah, for the kingdom things, hallelujah. I just give God praise on tonight. If I hear anything else, hallelujah, what God has given me, believe me, you'll know about it. Hallelujah. Is there any more testimonies, praise report, miracle report? That's a shout out, even just a prayer. If you just want to pray, hallelujah. This is your finest hour. This is your time right now. Hallelujah. I just give God praise. I give him praise. Hallelujah. I give him praise. Hallelujah. I give God praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Let your anointing, hallelujah, fall, Lord. Hallelujah. We bind up the strong man tonight, Father. We just bind up the strong man, Father. We bind up every negative word, every negative thought, Lord. We bind it tonight. Every evil and wicked thing, every evil and wicked word or whatever it is, Lord, we bind it. Every demon on assignment, hallelujah. Your assignment is canceled. I bind and rebuke you. I rebuke and bind you now in the name of Jesus. Your assignment is canceled on tonight in the name of Jesus. I rebuke and bind every demon on assignment, and I'm letting you know, I'm putting you on notice that your assignment is canceled. You have been served your eviction notice on tonight. Leave, huh? In the name of Jesus, I give God praise tonight, and I give him glory. Hallelujah. I just lift God up. Isandi Okaliasana. I lift him up tonight over this ministry. Hallelujah. I just lift you up, Father. Hallelujah. Because you are the light of the world, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you to let your face, let that glory shine on our faces tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm asking you now to let your anointing fall, Father. Let your anointing fall, Lord. Let your anointing, I thank you now. I feel your anointing all in my eyeballs. In the name of Jesus. In the name of In the name of Jesus, I give you praise, Lord. I give you glory on tonight. I just thank you for everyone that's in radio land, Father. I thank you for everyone that's in our radio, on our radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, I pray for each one of these women of God. Hallelujah. I pray right now for their children on tonight. I pray tonight, Lord, for their grandchildren. I pray for their relatives. I pray for their siblings. I pray for their parents. I pray for them on tonight, Lord. I ask you right now, Lord, to cover each one of them, Lord. Step by step, I'm asking you, Nanio, come up. I hear God say a change is coming. God said it's a change coming. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, it's a change. A change is coming. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God. Oh, yes, Lord, for your good. Hallelujah. A change is coming. Hallelujah. I thank God tonight. I'm asking you to cover their homes, Lord. Cover their homes, wherever they lay in their head, Lord. I'm asking you to cover right now. In the shed blood of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to cover them under the blood. Cover them, Lord. Under the blood, Father. Cover them, Lord, under the blood of Jesus tonight. Thank you right now, Father. I thank you right now. I thank you, hallelujah, for doing it for them, Lord. Some of them got things. Some of them got problems. Some of them got this. Some of them got that. But, Lord, you can do everything all at the same time. I'm asking you right now to touch every situation, trouble every situation, cause peace to come in the midst of confusion right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, to be water in a thirsty land and be food in a land of hungry, in a land of hunger, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord, to bless them, Lord, and don't let the meal bread ever run dry, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you tonight to touch their bodies right now, Lord. Heal right now, Lord. Heal right now, Lord. I hear the Lord say some paperwork. I don't even know who I'm with, which one of y'all I'm talking to. But it's some paperwork, huh? Or you be kind of the paperwork, hallelujah. The Lord said, I'm coming to you, and he's going to do it, and it's going to be in your favor. He's turning it around tonight. He's turning it around. It's going to turn out in your favor. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for doing it for whoever it is. I'm praying right now.
Your glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise
Thank
God.
You, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh,
hallelujah.
Lord, I give you praise. Praise
hallelujah.
You, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise
Thank
you, Lord.
You,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
I hear the Lord say
praise
your children
God.
Gonna
praise
be a success.
God.
Oh yes, hallelujah. Your children gonna
hallelujah.
Be a success. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. He said he ain't done with you yet. Hallelujah. You got so much more to do. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. He said
Jesus.
You're pleasing. You're pleasing to my sight. Hallelujah. Oh, you become
Hallelujah.
Awesome.
Hallelujah.
I thank you tonight, Lord. I thank you for a new house, Lord.
He's
been waking you up, like you said. He's been waking you up. Hallelujah. Just meditate on
Hallelujah.
Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Praise
God. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Yes, Lord. You
yes,
need
Lord.
Him.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
He
Thank
need,
you, Jesus.
You need him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
Amen.
God. Praise God. Praise God.
I give God praise. I give him praise tonight.
Glory to God.
I thank God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's working out our situations. He's working not only for you, but there's some more situations on this radio broadcast tonight that he's working
Praise
out.
God.
Working
Praise
out.
God. Hallelujah.
He's working it out. Hallelujah. He said, just lean
he
in.
Is.
He said, press in to him. Hallelujah. He said, just press
yes,
in.
Yes, yes, yes.
Press in. Hallelujah. Press your way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He said, it's doors opening up. And windows, hallelujah, that he's pouring out blessings that you won't even have room enough to receive. We always asking God for something, but when he poured out, we'd be overwhelmed. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, you all better know that
hallelujah.
God is opening them up and just be in expectation, being expecting, expectation, waiting for him to do it.
Thank
God's
you,
gonna work it out for you. Hallelujah.
Praise
Thank
God.
Glory
Praise
to God.
God. Hallelujah.
He's gonna work it out.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. God, praise. If there is anyone else with a testimony, a praise report, a shout out, whatever it is, hallelujah.
I just want to give God the praises tonight. I thank you for being on the call. I thank God for letting me listen to the call, even though I was at a meeting, and I apologize for not responding if you asked me. I have a praise report,
yes,
but
okay.
I have a praise report that I'm able to get up and say, thank you, Jesus, and hallelujah,
thank
which
you,
is the
Jesus.
Highest praise. So I give God all
Amen.
The glory.
Amen.
I give him
yes.
all the glory for everything that's going
yes.
on in my life, from the
yes.
bad
Hallelujah.
To the good to whatever. I still thank and praise God. I thank
yes.
and praise that I'm able to ask for forgiveness if I do wrong. I thank and praise that I can just step out on faith because I know God is
yes.
in my life. I know he's in my children's
yes,
life.
He
and he's doing wonderful things in my life. And he's showing
yes.
me how to do these things. And I thank God
yes.
for Apostle Dean and her husband
yes.
for their words
yes.
of inspiration.
Yes.
And everybody that came across her path, it's just like you could see God working in her life and how she's motivating
yes.
people and how it may not seem like it to her sometimes, but you just don't know how much you have encouraged me, how much you have
Thank
pushed
God.
Me along the way. I know it sometimes looks like I ain't paying attention, but I am. But I'm thinking to praise God for you on this radio station.
Amen.
I know I don't get on it that
Amen.
Often, but when I do get on it, I just happen to be in the right spot in the basement and listen. And the lady next to me said, what you doing? I said, I'm on the prayer line. So, well, anyway, one of the ladies asked a prayer, so I was praying while you was talking. When you started praying, I started praying. She looked at me and said, we're going to pray that demon out of your husband. Don't even worry about it, because God got this in control. So I thank God for having the blood of Jesus all over me, from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I'm just grateful to be alive. I went to a funeral, your body today. And, you know, you could tell who got God in their life. You could tell who didn't have it or they was half-stepping. But I thank God that I'm able to say, I can praise him while I'm still alive and got breath in my body.
Yes.
So I give him the praise, and I'm thanking and praising you for opening up the line. I know we're getting ready to close out, but I couldn't keep it. I said I wasn't going to keep it to myself. And I had to tell him. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Is there anyone else before we close out? I just give God praise. Hallelujah. He's been so good to me. And just know that God is, he's a righteous God, and God do things out of his righteousness for us. And I just give him praise. We just have to be patient. We have to just know that, like I said before, when we down to nothing, when your back get all the way up against the wall, God come on through for you. Come on right on through. When you're down to nothing, he's up to something. He up to something. When you get low and down and so broken, God said, okay, it's time for daughter to come on up. I got to pull on out of there. I just thank God, hallelujah, because he is so grateful. Gracious, and I just thank him. I just thank him. I thank God. So if there is no more testimonies, if there is nothing else left, we're going to get ready to close out. And on tomorrow night, we'll be back on and talking about the prophets and letting God change it, and letting him change it, because he will change it. But unless he changes it, we're going to talk about the prophets on tomorrow. Yeah.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
Amen.
We thank you tonight. We give you praise. We give you glory. We magnify your name. Lord, we just thank you for allowing us to come together, touching and agreeing. You said, well, two or three are gathered together, there you are in the midst of us. And I felt your anointing so hard on tonight and so burning on tonight. I just give you praise and glory. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, those in radio land. Father, I ask you to bless every member of the End Time Men and Women of War, the ones that's not here, the ones that are here. Lord, you see fit. You bless them. You do what you do best. Be God, Lord. We just love them. We pray for each and every one of them, Lord. I ask you to just cover them, Father. And I ask you tonight, Lord, to bless every home that's represented here, Lord. Bless every vehicle. Bless every child. Bless them, Lord, and keep them covered. I ask and I pray all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. I love every one of y'all. And God love you too. You all, thank you for coming on. God bless you. Have a good night. Amen.
Amen. Good night. Bye-bye.